Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, as we kind of get our week off and started, I wanted this first weekday podcast to be specific and directed toward one group of people, and they're some of my favorite people found in all the scriptures, and that is the shepherds that the angel came to, and they were found in the shepherd's fields just outside Bethlehem to be the first people that the angel warns or foretells or announces that Jesus has been born. So in Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 15, I want you to pick up on the story. The angel has come and said to the shepherds, hey, I got great news for you. This is what's going on. And they sing, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to those whom God has pleased. And then in verse 15, it says, when the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Now, remember, the angel had to say to them originally, don't freak out, don't be afraid, which, by the way, I would be totally freaked out. If I'm used to being out in the middle of a pasture when there's no ambient light and it's evening and the only thing that I can see are the moon and the stars who are lighting the way for the sheep I'm tending, and all of a sudden a heavenly host of angels comes and they start singing, I'm totally freaked out. So I get it. Don't be afraid. But listen to what they did. The angel said that, you know, go and see into Bethlehem. Now, if you were to walk from the shepherd's fields in Bethlehem over to where we believe Jesus was born in Bethlehem, it's a pretty good walk. You know, it probably took them maybe 20, 25 minutes to walk that distance. But listen to what it says in verse 16. They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in a manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. And all who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. And the shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. The one thing that makes the shepherds so incredibly special is this. They couldn't stop talking about what they had witnessed. They could not forget, and they became a living witness based on the fact that an angel that was clearly heaven sent, that probably freaked them out, what that angel told them would happen literally happened because they acted upon it. They didn't try to explain it away. They didn't try to think, man, I had a weird burrito the night before. They didn't go any direction other than grasping this one thing. The angel said, this is going to be awesome, that I'm going to find a baby. He's going to be wrapped in swaddling clothes and be lying in a manger. And sure enough, according to the text, that's what happened. They go, they see, and they cannot stop talking about it. My question for you this Christmas is, can you stop talking about the fact that we still celebrate the risen King as he came as a little baby? I want to consider this one big idea for you. Please consider this and try to grab hold of this. I believe this is one of the keys to finding joy in Christmas this year, and that is that you might openly speak on the birth of Jesus far more than what you might speak of in the sense of trees and tinsel and lights and Santa. I know I'm asking a lot in that because the whole world wants us to talk about something other than Jesus. But could we grasp what the angels did? I couldn't help but tell you what I know about Jesus the Christ, and we celebrate that he came today. Openly speak on the things of the coming of Christ, and I will promise you, God will honor that and bless that discussion. Thanks for joining me again. And I trust that your week has gotten off to a great start with the scripture here on our weekday podcast. Join us every day. We'll go all the way through Christmas and try to give you a cup of encouragement to get your day underway. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.